here. Today is Thursday, October 12th, 2023. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author, blogger, and the CEO of Bears With Apps, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the fears that I've faced, the new foods that I've tried, and whatever is on my mind. Oh, and that's a great way to start off a podcast. So, I actually went somewhere the last couple of days. I guess it wasn't really the weekend, but it was the, well, was it the weekend? I'm totally lost in my days. I guess I went Sunday, Monday, Saturday. I left on Saturday, so it was part of the weekend. Anyway, I went to North Carolina. I went there for a couple of days with my husband. We wanted to celebrate our son's birthday, so we went with him. And I got to be honest with you, North Carolina, there is really not much to do. I mean, literally, there is really not much to do in North Carolina. I'm not sure why people like to live there. It was like 70 degrees, the highs while we were there. The lows were okay, but that was only in the morning. But we did one thing, all of us, that it was okay. So I'm going to tell you about this as fast as I possibly can. We went to the Biltmore House in Asheville, North Carolina. Now, I have got to tell you that this place looks seriously cool on the outside. I mean, yeah. The architecture on the outside is, in my opinion, gorgeous. I mean, I can't find anything wrong with it. I think it's really cool. And the amount of land that this family has is unbelievable, to say the least. So before I go any further, if you don't know, which I don't think I knew completely. So if you've ever heard of the Vanderbilts, that family owns this house, this mansion, this estate. I don't exactly remember how the man, I believe his name is George Washington Vanderbilt. I'm not sure how he put the name together. I heard the story. He took the name from one place and a name from another place and put it together and got Biltmore. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. But I honestly can't remember what I heard. So we went there, and also, if you don't know, besides for the fact that the Vanderbilts own this place, if you've ever heard of Anderson Cooper, which I feel like anybody who lives in America has heard of Anderson Cooper, he is a Vanderbilt. This is his family's home, so I imagine he has been here numerous times. So this place, from what I understand, is on 8,000 acres. And I mean, they've got this place, they've got a forest, they've got places where you can stay, they've got this, that, and the other thing. And I will say that the mountain view is really gorgeous. I will give them that. So the tour, it took a long time to tour this house. And it wasn't even because I was in a group of people that, you know, the guy takes you from one place to the other. No, people were just thinking slow going through this place. I don't know how long it took us. Maybe an hour. I'm not quite sure. Maybe a little bit longer. I could have done this tour by myself and half of the amount of time that it took me, maybe even less. Basically, I just like to, you know, walk through the homes. I like to see what there is. I like to see the furniture and certain things I will ooh and ah about. But for the most part, really, the insides of these estates kind of look the same. And that's not to be mean, but I have been to so many estate tours and mansion tours and castle tours in, well, Ireland and England. I believe I went to one in German and in Italy. So they all kind of look the same after a while. And there's bits and pieces that I really, really like. But I got to be honest with you. If you can make a house the size of Biltmore and make it look like a castle ruin on the inside, now you got me. So, I mean, I love castle ruins. I love castles. I love the way the stairs wind up and down. Like, seriously, they wind and wind and wind and wind. So I think my favorite part about the Biltmore was quite literally the basement, because there was a point there when you had to walk through a corridor that was stone. That was like my favorite. I love stone. And I don't really understand why the husband and wife has separate bedrooms. I know it was a thing way back then, but I just don't understand why. I guess, well, I would say it was a cultural thing, but it came to an end finally, thankfully. But yeah, the furniture was, that was a lot of furniture. I will say that the library I thought was really cool, and I loved